Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we want to talk about Christmas tree. We have Jessie from Transition. Jessie, 你好。
你好。
Right, Christmas time. Have you put up your Christmas tree yet?
I haven't, no.
Okay, do you normally go for a real one?
Yeah, I love the real ones.
Wow, okay.
The kind of the smell you get from the pine.
Yeah, I love the real one too. So, Christmas tree in Chinese is very easy. 圣诞树。
圣诞树。
Yeah.Three words, let's break them down. 树 is the tree, the plant. 树。
树。
Yeah, so it's like S-H-U, fourth tone, so we go down. 树。
树。
Yeah, the character on the left hand, you can see the tree shape.
Yep.
If you remember the famous Chinese character.
Oh, yes.
That's the tree. And this word, 木 originally is 木. And then on the right hand side is a complicated symbol on the right that originally actually means the horse galloping nonstop.
Ah.
But don't worry about that. We have lost the ancient meaning in this character.
Yeah.
The whole character together, that means trees. 树.
树.
树. So what type of tree is Christmas tree? So we just put Christmas in front. 圣诞。
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 Yeah, two words here, 圣 and all the three words, they are four tones. So you need to pretend to be very angry three times. 圣诞树。
圣诞树。
Yeah, so 圣诞 Christmas, 圣 means scent, and or holy. The character is actually the ear on your head, and then a mouth, and the king.
So ears, mouth, and the king.
Yeah, so the king's ear and mouth.
Ah.
And been sent. And I guess in that case, whatever the king says is holy. So just believe that. And then whatever you hear from the king's mouth, then it's holy too. So that means sent or sacred.
Like, sacred.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then dan means to give birth.
Mm.
The birth of something.
Yep.
The character on the left hand side, you can see the speech character. That means to speak out.And then on the right is a phonic character. So it means to delay the speak. But don't worry about the meaning because in Chinese characters, most of them, like 60-70% of them, they are like phonic base. So a lot of components of the characters are actually providing the indication of the sound.And then the real meaning tend to be from the radical. That's how they call that.
Yep.
So like, for example, 树, when I mentioned the right-hand side is the horse galloping, is really just providing the sound. The real meaning coming from the left-hand side indicating is a tree, a type of tree.
And so that's the wood radical, is that
right? Yeah, the wood radical.
Okay.
And then 圣诞树 together is Christmas tree. Okay, 圣诞 is Christmas. So the scent is going to be born. So 圣诞, that's
Christmas. So it's really to do with the Christmas story then.
Yeah, so 圣诞 is Christmas.
圣诞.
Yeah, 圣诞树 is the tree. But as you mentioned...We can use like a lot of fake trees, especially in Asia, because it was not that easy to get the real Christmas tree in your backyard.
Yeah.
So in that case, there are a lot of plastic trees. Very pretty though.
Yeah.
And they look as good as real.
And it seems like the shopping centers make up for it by having 20-foot tall trees or 30-foot tall trees
to
make up for everybody else not having one.
That's right. That's right. And in London, we tend to just get the real trees,
yeah,
the pine trees, and it smells so good. The only thing is they drop the leaves.
Yes. And then what you do afterwards is always a tough one as well.
Yeah. And the local council, actually, they arrange the dates that you can leave your trees just on the roadside.
Yeah.
And then someone will come to collect them, maybe recycle them. So that's probably the better use of the trees.
I hope so.
Yeah. So, 圣诞树.
圣诞树.
Yeah.
So, Christmas tree decoration, how do we say that? Or Christmas tree lights?
装饰.
装饰.
装饰 is decoration.
Uh-huh.
So, 装 is to put up a face, an appearance. So, for example, so 装 is like to pretend.
Right.
To beef up the appearance. So, also decoration, for example, when women put the makeup on, we say 化妆.
化妆.
Yeah, 化 means transformation or transform.
Yeah.
And 装 is the appearance.
Yeah.
So, transform from before and after. So,
化妆. 化妆.
Yeah, it's makeup.
Yeah.
And then when you say to decorate your house, if that's a simple job, like putting the photo frame on the wall, we can say 装饰.
装饰.
Yeah, 饰, that means the object we use to make something look better.
Yeah.
So 装饰. But if that's a bigger job, that you have some handyman coming to redo the carpet and redo the plasterboard and things.
Totally redecorate.
Yeah, then that's called 装潢.
装潢.
Yeah, 装潢.
装潢.
And, yeah, that's right. So Christmas tree decoration is still 装饰.
装饰.
Yeah, because you didn't change the fundamentals of the tree.
I see,
you just put things on top.
Yeah, I see what you mean. That really helps to make that distinction. In English, you've got the one word decoration, whereas in Chinese, you've got
the
more
degree
specific,
of the that's right.
Descriptions.
And so 装饰, it's the generic term about anything which make it look better.
Yeah, okay.
But then if you want to talk about the light, Christmas light, you can say 装饰灯.
装饰灯.
Yeah. 灯 is the light or the lamp. And so 装饰灯, or you can just say 圣诞灯.
圣诞灯.
Christmas light.
Okay. So if I try and put that together, Christmas tree light decoration.
Okay.
圣诞树装饰灯.
Yeah, or you can say 圣诞装饰灯.
Okay. 圣诞装饰灯.
Yeah, or 圣诞灯. I think people understand that.
That might be simpler, yeah.
Yeah, and the truth is, because it's such a new concept, I mean, new means only a couple hundred years ago, bringing to the Chinese-speaking world, and a lot of times people just, actually, they are very happy to just use English words.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christmas light, everybody can say that. So that's easy. But then if you really want to say that, you say 装饰灯.
装饰灯.
Yeah, 圣诞树装饰灯.
圣诞树装饰灯.
That's it. Gosh, are you going to put up a tree this year since you are going to Taipei?
I'm sure we will. Yeah, we get back just before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think my kids will love decorating it.
Yeah.
We often put biscuits that are from Switzerland. They taste really good, but they smell really nice as well. So as soon as she hangs them on the tree, then my kids want to sneak into there and when we're not around and take the biscuits and eat them.
Right. Okay. I have a little tip. The way to make sure that the younger children don't destroy some of the beautiful decorations, 装饰.
Yeah.
Then I normally put the cheap plastic one in the bottom of the 圣诞树 and put the beautiful glass and really delicate stuff, the 装饰, on the higher part of the tree.
Yep, that's a very good move.
Yep. So we managed to have our 圣诞装饰 to survive over the years because I may just get one item a year.
That's a lovely tradition.
Over, when you're as old as me, you have a lot of them. So every year we can just put different 装饰, and each year we remember, okay, that's a year what happened in the family, and there's a memory we can just recap, okay, that this year, like your son was born, and that year your daughter was born, and that's a year you get married, and that's a year what happened in life. So that's quite a good way to look back and then to reflect.
Yeah, that's a lovely way. So you've only got 21 decorations.
Yeah, very nice. Thank you so much. Okay, so I hope you have a very nice Christmas. And then 圣诞装饰 is a fun thing to do. And it's a great parenting time as well.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesse.
谢谢.
圣诞树, Christmas tree. I hope you enjoy this episode and wish you a very Merry Christmas. 再见.
再见.